Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
Hi, I'm Anna.
Today we're on our diary unit, and the title is My Parents Won't Leave Me Alone. So I guess this is something, well, I guess I remember going through this when I was a teenager. Mm-hmm. You're growing up and you're becoming more independent. Mm. And sometimes parents have a hard time adjusting to that. They're mm-hmm. not used to their kids doing things on their own. So they're still telling them what to do and how to live and where to be and when to be there. And teenagers, of course, well, they don't like that. I didn't like that either. But it's all part of growing up. And that's what our diary entry is all about today. Do you remember going through this when you were a teenager, Anna?
Of course.
And how was that for you? What kinds of things happened? What were you feeling?
I was feeling bad.
Feeling bad. Yeah, I guess that's a common thing. But the good thing is that everybody goes through it when they're mm-hmm. a teenager, and parents, every parent goes through this as well when they have teenagers. So let's learn a little bit more about this situation by reading through today's diary entry. We're going to read through it, and then Anna and I will be back. Reading.
My parents won't leave me alone. My parents are at it again, and this time they're making my life a nightmare. They're constantly checking my cell phone and my computer to see what I'm up to and whom I'm talking to. When I go out with my friends, they want me to be back home by 9 p.m., even on the weekends. The last straw was when they signed me up for extra cram school lessons. I got into a big argument with my parents about how they treat me. They said that they are only looking out for my safety and education. Unfortunately for them, I don't want to always be protected. I want to have my own privacy and independence so that I can feel free. How do they expect me to grow up otherwise? It's like they don't trust me and won't give me any personal space. All I'm supposed to do is study and follow the plan that they make for me. However, I don't think that's any way for me to have a happy life.
其实哦，在我们开始这个文章之前啊，在 title 当中，其实在英文有一个片语叫做 leave someone alone。leave someone alone 就是不理这个人，不管这个人，或给某人空间的意思。
Now today's diary entry starts off by saying my parents are at it again, and this time they're making my life a nightmare. If somebody's at it again, it means they're doing something they have done very often in the past, and they're doing it once more. So this person is saying my parents are at it again. They're doing this thing again that's very annoying.And this time, they're making my life a nightmare. If you have a nightmare, it's like you have a bad dream when you're asleep. But sometimes, we also use nightmare to refer to a very bad situation or a bad time we're going through when we are awake during our daily lives. You might say, well, my life has been a nightmare lately. Nothing has been going right. And that's what this person who is...writing our diary entry is talking about. Their life is just going very badly right now.
嗯，所以其实在一开始的 be at it again, 就是又来了，又这样了。And 他们父母亲做了什么事呢？ Make 什么什么 a nightmare, 让什么什么变成噩梦或者是梦夜。那当然做噩梦或者是梦夜真的可以叫做 nightmare。如果它的引申之意呢就变成是很可怕的意思哦。
So what are this person's parents doing? Well, they're constantly checking my cell phone and my computer to see what I'm up to and whom I'm talking to. If you do something constantly, it means you do it very, very often, over and over again. So this person's parents are always checking their cell phone and their computer.To see what I'm up to. What you're up to just means what you have been doing. If you're catching up with someone you haven't seen in a long time, you might say, what have you been up to? Which just means, what have you been doing?
Right, 所以当我们很久没看到一个好朋友，或者是呢，我要跟他打招呼的时候，好久不见哦，你最近怎么样啊？在做什么啊 ？What have you been up to？ 在这里所谓的 been up to 就是最近过得如何。而文章当中的父母亲一直不断的查手机啊，或者是查电脑，看看最近在做什么，或者是跟谁说话，这种动作一直不断的重复，在英文当中。一直不停地如何如何这个副词叫做 constantly.
When I go out with my friends, they want me to be back home by 9 p.m. even on the weekends. Now we call this a curfew, C-U-R-F-E-W. That just means the time you have to be home. Your parents say you have to be home by 8 p.m., 9 p.m.Maybe 10 p.m. It depends on your parents and it depends on you. And I think all teenagers have a curfew. That's the time you have to come home.
I think some husbands have
curfew too. For some people, their life is just one curfew after another. They just always have to be home by a certain time.
Right. 所以当我们说啊，哎，回家一定要几点回家，这个所谓的门禁时间或者是宵禁。宵禁时间，这个就叫做 curfew,C-U-R-F-E-W, curfew, 就像现在主角谈到的九点之前要回家。
The last straw was when they signed me up for extra cram school lessons. The last straw, this is a common idiom we have in English. It just means, well, the thing that made a bad situation the worst, or the thing that...made the situation change for me. So the last straw was when they signed me up for extra cram school lessons. So they're saying this is the thing that really made me lose my temper, the thing that got me really mad, and it was that they signed them up for extra cram school lessons. To sign somebody up means to register them for something. It means you actually write their name down on a piece of paper or on a form that says they will do something. And what they signed up for was extra cram school lessons. Extra means in addition to what is required or to what is expected. So you might go to cram school, and that is expected. That's required for most students.But then you might go to extra classes on top of that, so other kids don't have to do it, but you're doing it. It's something extra on top of what is expected.
所以真的是压垮骆驼的最后一根稻草。在英文当中真的可以这么说诶。其实 straw, S-T-R-A-W, 除了吸管的意思之外就是稻草。我们中文也常讲说哎呀最后的那个引爆点啊压垮骆驼最后那一根稻草。在英文当中也可以说 the last straw, 最后一根稻草是什么呢是因为父母亲替他报名了所谓的报名签下名字除了刚才就提到的 register R-E-G-I-S-T-E-R 之外你也可以用文章当中看到的 sign up 因为 sign 就是签名的意思而所谓的 cram school lessons 当然就是补习班的一些课程但是它是额外的 extra E-X-T-R-A 形容词额外的extra.
Now, what's going to happen next after this last straw moment that we just had? Well, I got into a big argument with my parents about how they treat me. They said that they are only looking out for my safety and education. To look out for somebody means to pay attention to them and to kind of take care of them a little bit as well. You might look out for your little brother or sister, for example. You want to take care of them, so you pay attention to what they are doing. The last straw is our shortcut for you for today, so let's learn some more about this phrase. Shortcut for you.
Have you seen my milk tea anywhere?
Was it on the table?
That's mine. You are always taking my things. This is the last straw.
No, I'm sure we have another straw you can use.
If something is the last straw, it is one mistake too many.
Now I understand. The last straw means 超越底线的最后一集。
Okay, I'll give you one more chance before I really get mad.
Here, we can share the tea. I have another drinking straw, somewhere.
No, that really is the last straw, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess it is the last straw.
Oh.
OK, 所以当然啦，父母亲都是为了小孩子好啦，所以才会要 look out for our safety and education. 但小孩子有时候受不了，就是会跟父母亲有一些争执。我们说争执或吵架常可以用 argue, A-R-G-U-E, 不过那个是动词。如果名词呢，你可以说 argument. 所以在这句话当中，如果和某人吵起来或和某人有争执，你也可以说get into a big argument with someone, 和某人大吵起来。
The diary entry goes on to say, unfortunately for them, I don't want to always be protected. I want to have my own privacy and independence so that I can feel free. Your privacy can refer to the time that you spend alone without other people around,or just the information that you keep to yourself, that you choose not to share with other people. So, of course, everyone wants to have some privacy. We don't want everybody to know everything, and we also want independence, too. If you have independence, it means you are able to do things on your own, without help or without interference from other people. And, of course, teenagers, everyone wants independence,so that they can feel free, so they can feel that they can do things by themselves and take care of themselves.
Right. 所以其实有时候人长大就是要有一些隐私。那么隐私在英文当中可以用这个名词叫做 privacy, P-R-I-V-A-C-Y, privacy. 不过这个是名词哦。如果你说私人的空间或私人的什么、私人的学校、私立的什么，那个形容词叫做 private,P-R-I-V-A-T-E, P-R-I-V-A-T-E. 而所谓的独立，独立我们现在看到的名词是 independence, 但其实这个字呢，我们可以回归它的动词叫做 depend, D-E-P-E-N-D. 那我们常说依赖或者是依靠叫做 depend on someone, 而独立出来就是不依赖也不依靠，所以 dependence 如果在动词的后面加 ence 这个叫做依赖，前面再加上 in 呢变成有否定的意思咯，所以不依赖独立叫做 independence。 不过句子最后面有一个连接词片语叫做 so that, so that 后面呢表示的是一个目的，这样子的话呢，如此一来 I can feel free
The next line says, how do they expect me to grow up otherwise? Otherwise means in another different situation. So in other words, if they don't give me my privacy and independence, how do they expect me to grow up?
Right. 所以这个 otherwise 就是否则的意思。那么它是一个副词，有时候我们可以看在句首的地方看到它，不管是句首还是句尾，它都有否则。而另外一方面，如果不这么做， If I don't have my own privacy and independence, how do they expect me to grow up?
It's like they don't trust me and won't give me any personal space. Your personal space is kind of like the imaginary invisible bubble that you have around yourself that nobody elseCan enter, and it can also refer again to the time that you have to yourself where other people won't interfere with your life, or they just won't be around you bugging you or asking you questions or telling you to do things. It's just your own time. Sometimes we call that me time as well.
That's right. 所以就是私人的空间啊，自己的空间，其实也就是 privacy, 就是隐私的意思。那么句子当中的前面我们看到的是 It's like they don't trust me and won't give me any personal space. 其实在口语当中 It's like 后面可以直接加上整个子句，表示比喻的一种讲法，就好像 It's like 就好像根本就不信任，也没有任何的个人空间咯。
The diary entry concludes by saying, All I'm supposed to do is study and follow the plan that they make for me. However, I don't think that's any way for me to have a happy life. If you are supposed to do something, it means that you are required to do something. So this person feels they are required or supposed to just study and live the life that the parents have planned out for them.And they don't think that's the way that they can live this happy life. They want to do other things and, make their own decisions.
That's right. 所以其实在这里的 be supposed to do something 就是 should, 就是应该的意思。而在英文当中有个句型叫做 all someone should do is do something. 这个 be 动词某人所应该要做的就是什么什么 ,be 动词后面会加上动词原形。而在句子里面的 follow the plan, plan 后面呢则带了一个关系子句 ,that they make for me, that her parents or his parents make for her.
Alright, that brings us to the end of our diary entry for today, and certainly a lot of things to think about. Now let's move on to our For You Chat segment.For You Chat. Okay, today's For You Chat question is all about, dealing with your parents. So the question is, do your parents do things that you dislike? If so, what are those things? I guess neither of us live with our parents. Are your parents at home with you?
No.
Okay, well, neither of us live with our parents, so maybe we can talk about, past experiences instead. Mm-hmm.
Well, my father checked my diary.
Checked your diary. So you kept things, you wrote things down?
Mm-hmm.
And he opened it up and he read the pages?
Yes.
And then what happened?
Then I found that somebody had touched my diary. And I just thought it had to be my father.
Okay. And I guess he was just curious. He wanted to know what was happening in your life And
I stopped writing.
Stopped writing the diary, okay. And, like, did you have, like, a big fight with your dad?
No, not really.
Not really, okay. Well, that's, I can imagine in other households, there would have been, like, a big fight probably. And, you know, I guess that's another example of parents in that situation. They probably think they're just doing the best thing. He probably thought he was just looking out for you.
Right.
But, of course, when you're a teenager, you would never think that. You would think, oh, he's just invading my privacy. He's
right.
doing something terrible. So, well, that's a good example of parents doing things that you dislike and kind of the misunderstandings we have between us and our parents from time to time that all of us go through. Well, that's all the time we have today for English for You, but...Please do join us again on our next program. Until then, I'm Joe.
I'm Anna.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
My parents won't leave me alone. My parents are at it again. And this time, they're making my life a nightmare. They're constantly checking my cell phone and my computer to see what I'm up to and whom I'm talking to. When I go out with my friends...They want me to be back home by 9 p.m., even on the weekends. The last straw was when they signed me up for extra cram school lessons. I got into a big argument with my parents about how they treat me. They said that they are only looking out for my safety and education. Unfortunately for them, I don't want to always be protected.I want to have my own privacy and independence so that I can feel free. How do they expect me to grow up otherwise? It's like they don't trust me and won't give me any personal space. All I'm supposed to do is study and follow the plan that they make for me. However, I don't think that's any way for me to have a happy life.
Vocabulary Review.
Nightmare. Harry had a nightmare that he was being chased by monsters. Constantly. My brother constantly checks his phone to see if he has any new messages. Extra. If you buy 2 shampoo bottles, you will get an extra bottle for free. Privacy. She likes to have privacy, so she closes her office door every time she works. Otherwise. I need to rest my legs tonight. Otherwise, I won't be able to play in tomorrow's basketball match.